This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Super Bowl is in a couple of 3 weeks, February 11th, to be specific, in Las Vegas for the first time, which will appeal to the irony-minded among you, because it wasn't all that long ago that Nevada was the only state in the union where you could legally bet on the Super Bowl. 6 years ago, though, the Supreme Court cleared the way for legalized sports gambling everywhere, and since then, 38 states and the District of Columbia have obliged. Many of them allow betting through mobile apps, which in turn let you roll the dice, loosely speaking, on not just the outcome of games, but on individual players' performances and specific events within a game, and on sporting events all over the world 24/7. Thing is, of course, that gambling addiction is real, and treatment and prevention just isn't keeping up, as Marketplace's Henry App reports.
Say you're at a casino and you hit a jackpot at a slot machine or win a hand of poker. Dr. Timothy Fong, a professor of psychiatry at UCLA and co-director of the school's gambling studies program, says that does something to your brain.
When you win a reward, when you win money, that feels naturally good. That's just baked into our DNA.
That surge of dopamine is thrilling, and you probably will want to feel it again, so you play another round. If you lose, chances are you'll eventually walk away. But a small percentage of people feel like they can't, Fong says.
I've had patients just tell me, you know, I don't know why. I just know that when I'm gambling and when I win money, it does something to my body and brain, and I feel alive. I feel joy. I feel safe. I feel pleasure.
Losing money by chasing that feeling long enough, he says, can have devastating consequences. Bankruptcy, divorce, even suicide. Addiction has always been a side effect of legalized gambling, but up until a few years ago, legal gambling looked really different.
We used to say before this, in order to gamble, you had to put clothes on. You had to get up, you had to go out, and now you don't.
Diana Good leads Connecticut's Council on Problem Gambling. It's been around since 1980 and operates a helpline, which connects people who have gambling problems with treatment.
We've seen a huge increase in calls.
A 91% increase in the year after the state legalized online sports betting. If you listen to a lot of podcasts, you may well have heard the number for Connecticut's helpline, alongside a bunch of others.
1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4777.
FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM have flooded ad breaks in the last few years, on sports shows especially, but others too, including some Marketplace podcasts as recently as last summer. And ads for gambling are now ubiquitous in pro sports broadcasts. But why do they have that long, frantic list of disclosures with the helpline numbers for each state?
For our nation's history, gambling has been approached on a state-by-state basis. And so too have responsible gambling and problem gambling services.
Keith White is the head of the National Council on Problem Gambling. It operates its own helpline, 1-800-GAMBLER, that some states use. He says calls to the line nearly doubled between 2020 and 2023, and texts and chats grew even more. Since sports betting is now legal in all but 12 states, White says the state-based approach to treatment is outdated.
Just as we don't look at cancer or diabetes or substance abuse state by state, we really need to recognize that gambling, too, is something that you have to look at on a national basis.
White says the whole system needs more funding. Between January and November of last year, Americans bet just over $100 billion on sports, according to the American Gaming Association. But bookmakers paid less than 0.1% of that in state taxes earmarked for problem gambling treatment, the AGA says. White argues treatment funding needs to increase more than tenfold. He says the federal government needs to step up, and it already has a way to raise the funds.
There is an additional excise tax on every single sports bet placed in the United States.
A bill introduced in the Senate earlier this month would give half of the money from that federal tax to gambling addiction treatment and research. White's counsel supports that bill. Some advocates want to see the feds go much further.
I think there needs to be uniform protections for consumers across the nation.
Mark Gottlieb is director of the Public Health Advocacy Institute at Northeastern University. Late last year, it sued DraftKings in Massachusetts over what it alleged were deceptive advertising practices. Gottlieb also thinks Congress should limit sports betting apps.
Things like affordability checks, limits on the types of bets, the number of bets that can be placed during a game.
A spokesperson for the American Gaming Association says the gambling industry flatly rejects the idea of federal regulation. But one thing the industry, public health advocates, and treatment leaders agree on, those helpline disclosures need to change. They're working on it. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.